A federal court ruling last fall resulted in the gray wolf being put back on the endangered species list, but the Fish and Wildlife Service in the last days of the Bush administration has rejected concerns of animal protection groups and decided the wolf population in the western Great Lakes is doing well enough that the wolves can again be taken off the endangered list. The Wisconsin DNR has been adjusting its management strategy over the last few years as the federal battle over the wolf has gone back and forth. DNR wolf expert Adrian Weideman says it'll be good to again have the option to euthanize wolves that kill livestock and dogs.
With our higher growing wolf population, we're getting more instances of depredation on livestock, and a state-managed, more flexible system will allow us to more readily remove problem animals from the landscape.
It's hard to say, though, how long the new delisting will last. Howard Goldman is with the Humane Society of the United States. He hopes the Obama White House reverses the Bush administration decision.
In our view, this is last-ditch effort to strip federal protection for wolves. They've tried 6 times over the last 8 years every legal theory, and the courts have rejected all of them.
Goldman says there's no compelling legal argument to delist the wolf. He says if President Obama doesn't act soon, his group will take the Fish and Wildlife Service back to court. The DNR stresses that no killing of problem wolves is allowed in Wisconsin until 30 days after the new federal delisting is published. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.